Making a difference in our community, this is Sue White, the chairperson of the support committee for our local Air Cadet Squadron. Sue, thank you for being an outstanding volunteer. And I'm curious, how did you get your start with the Air Cadets?
13 years ago, my granddaughter joined, and I kind of asked a lot of questions. And I had a lady that had been with the sponsoring committee, support committee, for many, many years. And she said, Sue, I think you should join us. She said, oh, well, I really don't know, because I had no military background at all. But really, you don't need the military background, because you get filled in as it goes. And when you make mistakes, you just say, I'm sorry.
That's a good environment to be in, though, when you kind of learn as you go, and when something's not right, they just say, well, like, try this way.
Well, not quite that soft, but okay. That's okay.
So your job is to support the Air Cadets as they help out in our community. For someone who may not know, what are some examples of the things that Air Cadets do to help out in Renfrew?
Well, within the community, sometimes it's a little difficult because you always have to have an officer right on the placement. So we work with the Legion a lot with their poppy campaign, and we've tried to move them out further within the community with trying to help pack groceries and whatever, you know, on their busy weekends. The main thrust is, our hope is, and I have seen it, you know, over the years, are able to produce leaders. Great citizenship and leadership that they can take with them for years.
And helping those young people build those skills to become those leaders, those citizens, a lot of it must come down to the help they get from volunteers.
Not only the volunteers, we have 5 officers as such as we have. Some of these officers have been with the squadron for like 25 and 35 years. So when you take a grand total, we've got about 75 years of experience in there, and they come from different backgrounds.
And for you, it must feel like quite the accomplishment when they get to the end of the program and they've developed and really blossomed as people.
When I see these young folk come in, because it's an all-inclusive program, ages 12 to 18, from the time that they begin till the end, it's just amazing to see what they have accomplished. I think it's totally awesome.
And I understand the Air Cadets do offer career opportunities for these young people after they finish the program.
We have had a couple of cadets that have went on into aviation programs. They've become helicopter pilots. They can acquire their pilot's license before they are of age to drive.
And you get to watch it all firsthand.
Well, yes, I do, because I try and make a point of being there every Tuesday night, because you need to get to know the youth. You need to get to know where they're coming from. You need to get to know how they function, you know, what is appropriately best for them.
Are there any misconceptions about the Air Cadets that you think maybe hold people back from volunteering or joining up?
I think one of the main aspects that they need to know is that this is not a military recruiting program. There is the option there that, you know, if they want to continue on and go into the reg forces, that's entirely up to them. And that is open for discussion at any point, and what their best route would be. It is a great team building, non-conflicting program. And they do mega work on leadership and conflict resolutions. They have the opportunities to go into marksmanship, aviation, biathlon, effective speaking, which is another portion of the program that they really kind of move, because they want their cadets to come out and to be able to speak effectively.
And we have just a few seconds left, Sue, but is there anything else you'd like our listeners to know about the Air Cadets?
It is a safe environment. We meet at the wing every Tuesday evening from 6:30 to 9. Safety protocols, especially with COVID, are still in place. Oh. And if you don't have a mask, there are plenty there to be used.
Our local Air Cadets meet at the RCAF wing every Tuesday. You can go there to find out more on how to learn, serve, and advance with the Air Cadets. We've been speaking with Sue White, chairperson of the support committee for our local Air Cadet Squadron. Sue, thank you so much for your time. And remember, you can listen to all our volunteers online at renfrewtoday.ca. I'm Casey Egan. Thank you for listening.